Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our new friend, Stephen Tannenbaum. He's an art expert. He's a founder, co-founder of an online art gallery now, successful for several years. You know, Stephen, by the way, sugallery.com is his website. Stephen, most art galleries don't last 9 years, so congratulations on what you've accomplished.
You.
You know, I mean, it's the truth, isn't it? I mean, it's hard. The art. Would you agree with me when I say that the only thing harder than being in the art business is being in the restaurant business?
Yeah, I heard you say that. I think that is spot on, and you don't have quite as many moving parts, but you know, it's still connecting with your customers.
Well,
in a similar way.
Yeah, in a restaurant you can go broke, even when you got too much to do. In a art gallery, you go broke when you don't have anything to do because nobody's coming in. But I want to talk about why people would buy art, and you know, you're either some people just don't see it. They can't imagine writing a check for something that's just going to hang on the wall. It's just a pretty thing. And some people like to have things around them. You like to have, you know, they like to have expressions around them, like, you know, like art. And I think that's the first thing, right? How you're wired. What do you care about? What are your priorities, right?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, and I think the intimidation part of it is big. Forever, the art world's been this very intimidating place where they've kind of shooed away people who didn't talk the talk. Or talk the lingo, and you know, with the internet opening up access and allowing people to learn about art and
right.
understanding that they can appreciate art without being an expert, and you can own it.
So, once you decide that you like art, you want to own it, whether it be a painting or a sculpture or something like that, some object d'art. Yeah, there are a couple of reasons why you would want to do that, right? You like it, or maybe even you think it's an investment. Talk to us about those two.
Yeah, definitely. So we started U Gallery, you know, under the premise of, you know, you buy art because you love it, and it brings out pure joy. It's timeless. You really can't put a price on what you get out of it. Looking at it every day, and especially a piece of original artwork, which, you know, until you've really experienced that, you might not understand it. So I definitely encourage everyone to try to, you know, just buy a piece, whether, you know, it's, you know, less than $100 or more expensive. And then on the other side, there is the world we read about in the headlines, which is all the high-end auction houses
right.
Setting records, you know, year after year.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, and that's where you hear about the investment side of art. And for those blue chip artists and artwork, it's you know, it's the 1/10% of the 1% out there that are really playing in that ball game. And even for them, you know, it might be a stable investment at the very high end.
Right.
But we're in the middle market, and to you know, for people to buy artwork as a pure investment. Kind of in the vast majority of the art world, is quite risky. So,
it's probably delusional because I mean, how many times do we go to an auction where we see someone's art collection at the estate auction, and we see things, you know, the owner probably paid a lot more than this going for, you know, sitting there in front of the auctioneer, and if it's not something. That's painted by a listed important, considered an important artist, is probably not going to have much resale value, is it?
Exactly. And those are those blue chip artists that you're speaking about, and that's exactly right. I mean, over the fact is, you know, it is a $60 billion industry, the overall art industry. And it continues to move online at a very rapid pace. And over 70% of all art transactions take place under $10,000. So the vast majority of the art world is not, you know, what you read about in the papers and, you know, think that's the only part of the art world. There's this huge art market out there that everybody can experience. And, you know, as for our customers, less than 4% of our clients cite investment in their buying process.
And half of that 4% is kidding themselves. Stephen, as we wrap up, what I tell people is buy what you like. Buy what you want to see hanging on the wall every day for the rest of your life, probably, and buy that, and buy what you can afford. Go, there are a lot of great opportunities to buy from beginning artists, people who are in show up at flea markets and things like that. What do you think? Quick, as we wrap up, 20 seconds.
Yeah, definitely. Be able to follow along the career of an artist. You're helping that artist's career and get to know them and create that emotional connection with them, and it's reciprocal because they have just as much admiration for you as one of their customers.
Hey, Stephen, good job today. Thanks for keeping us up to date on the art world, and let's get you back again in the future and see how things are going.
That'd be great. Thanks, Jim.
UGallery.com, the letter U, gallery.com. That's how you find them. I encourage you to go check it out. It's a pretty interesting website. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.